There are a few terms that are important here. They may not be on your outline, your lecture outline, but they are important, so you want to find a spot to write these down. One is the intrapulmonary pressure, and that's going to be the pressure of the gases within the lungs. And that's going to be compared usually to the atmospheric pressure, which is the pressure of the air outside of the lungs. And again, when the intrapulmonary pressure is smaller or less than the atmospheric pressure, then air is going to rush into the lungs. And the opposite is true when the intrapulmonary pressure is higher than the atmospheric pressure. In that case, air will rush out of the lungs. Another term that's very important and comes up in clinical terms is something called compliance. And this is an indication of the expandability of the lungs. How easily can they expand and contract? And probably a good way to think about this would be if the lung tissue is more rigid, for example, if there's more scar tissue, it's not going to be as able to expand and contract fluidly and easily as it would with healthy lung tissue. And elasticity refers to the ability of the lungs to go back to the shape that they were in originally. So compliance and elasticity are closely related.